Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Well, away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,274. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
In the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock. All
right, here we go. A butcher in upstate New York installs a 24-hour meat vending machine, and it's going real well. Meanwhile, an article features the women who write dinosaur erotica, if you can just make it past the smell.
Okay.
Massachusetts man arrested for throwing a large pickle out of his window, striking a highway worker in the face. Couples should now wear face masks during sex. Preferred sex includes a solo-type place. And a nude sunbather is mistaken for a dead body, which does a ton for body image. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, let's face it. 2020, the year, not the TV show, has been a raging dumpster fire by everyone's metric. So far this year has been a very, very bad year. The first warning that this year might be a turd was on January 11th, when the Baltimore Ravens lost to the Tennessee Titans in the playoffs. But since then, things have gotten worse for everyone. After that, it was the spread of COVID-19, which in about 4 months has taken over 100,000 American lives. And now we have demonstrations over the police killing of George Floyd. Demonstrations are worldwide, but obviously they're much more prevalent here in the U.S., where the killing of black men by police has become routine. To give you some perspective, in 2015, 104 unarmed black people were killed by police. That's two a week. Now, in spite of that, some people are not outraged. It's inexplicable to us, but calm, rational conversation about it, any of it, has seemed almost impossible. And I think we can all agree that needs to end. It's one country. We don't have to agree. We don't even have to like each other, but we do need to talk. And that's exactly what in the hell we're going to do today. We're all aware of what's going on around us. It's time to have some discussion. And let's face it, if the people up top can't do it, then maybe those of us down at the bottom can get it started. So today, it's real simple. What are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, Michelle's head, away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,274. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, and if not, I believe we'll definitely want to listen to this show one day sometime down the road. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. Every day we try to come in here and give you a little escapism for a few hours and try to find stories that we can all kind of agree on in a certain way as far as things that have happened in your lifetime, whether that involved animals or food or sex or drinking
or a combination of all of it.
All the good things that we miss so much that we used to do, including having sex and all those things.
Going to the baller.
Yeah, but as you know, with the situation going on and the times we are in, and one of the main points of all of this is, look, the most important thing is that people have a dialogue and an opportunity to express the way they feel. A lot of you are doing that already on social media, obviously, but it's different when you actually hear it from someone's mouth. You hear their voice. You hear what they want to say. Now, everybody has different opinions on what is happening right now. Some are on one side, some are on the other. Real quick, if we could, we'd like to give you a couple examples here of what we're going to try to avoid today, all right? This is what we are going to try to avoid today. We're going to have rational discussions.
Maybe.
We're going to be human beings.
Sure.
We are going to have a dialogue here today, but it doesn't go like this. And we start with yesterday, as the Los Angeles Police Commissioner, he held a live Zoom meeting during which residents of LA were able to call in and were given a set amount of time to speak. They had a 30-second shot clock up there.
All right.
Like as if you, you know what I mean, need to get the play off in that amount of time. Either way, the Zoom participants included LAPD Chief of Police Michael Moore, not the filmmaker Michael Moore.
No.
This is the Chief of Police who just a couple days ago said that George Floyd's death is on protesters and looters' hands, as much as it is on those officers. So he was a part of this, and then enter a man named Jeremy. Now, Jeremy is not very happy with what's going on, and he wants to express that to the LAPD Chief of Police. Again, this is where we're trying not to go. We understand this man's frustration. You understand it in his voice. He only has 30 seconds. He is eloquent in his time as far as the amount of time that he has. But again, this is what an example of what not to do today is.
Yes.
Black Lives Matter, defund the police. I find it disgusting that the LAPD is slaughtering peaceful protesters on the street. I had two friends go to the protest in Beverly Hills a couple of days ago, and the protest was peaceful until the police showed up with their excessive violent force, shooting rubber bullets and throwing tear gas. Is this what you think of protecting and serving? Because I think it's bull. You, Michael Moore, I refuse to call you an officer or a chief because you don't deserve those titles. You are a disgrace. Suck my and choke on it. I yield my time. You.
30
thank
seconds
you,
on
Juan
the nose.
Ramirez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I yield my time.
Yeah, you're not going to get that much time with us if that's what you do. Okay, so I understand that.
I like that woman's so calm, though. Thank you, Jeremy.
Sorry. Plus, that was a Zoom call. Like legally, you can't do that on here.
Jesus. I did not know that. Is that right? I don't know the rules of
well,
Zoom.
Well, Zoom's a private. That has nothing to do with
you. Yeah,
they're not on the airwaves.
Okay, and as we say, and man, we bring this up all the time, as far as who makes you look bad. If you're an electrician and someone comes to your house and ruins a job, or
right.
You know what I mean? Depending on where you're from, or we brought up the Enumclaw thing with Mike, we bring up the West Virginia thing, what Baltimore City gets brought up, whatever it is, it's just like, can we just please not have this look this way towards, you know, whoever you are and whatever you kind of represent in some type of way. Here is another shining example of what not to do today, and we start in the fantastic world of radio. And radio does a lot of good things. Radio is a beacon right now in my mind as far as what the radio community is trying to do to reach out in various communities. And it's all different depending on the radio station that you're working on.
Sure.
News people are working their ass off around the clock. They're doing their thing. There's obviously all kinds of different styles of radio. You have AM radio, which is mostly predominant with either the sports format, the Spanish format, and also right-wing talk, which you know is Sean Hannity and Rush right. Limbaugh and all those things. And you
but whatever,
know,
it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
It's like when you listen to AM radio, it's like someone has their jaw wired shut.
And you know why you're going to those.
There's some new stuff in there too.
Sure, and just
I mean,
when
DC,
you're
TOP at DC is a massive station.
Sure, yeah, and they do a great job. And just like anybody else, you know, every station is designed for one thing. You're not going to turn on the Lifetime television on TV and go, "Where is the frickin' sports?" You know what I mean? You know why you're going, and you know why you like country music, or you know why you're listening to these certain radio stations. But overall, look, we're all in this together. It's a very small community, and like anything else, you want everyone in radio to just kind of rise above right now and just kind of show the power of radio and why it's important and why it lends a voice. And we go to Rochester, New York. Now, fortunately, our affiliate in Rochester, New York, 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock, they are not going to take our show until about a half an hour from now. That's the way the schedule works. We're going to talk about Rochester now, though, and this does not involve that station. This involves another station in the market, a Classic Rock station, Radio 95.1. It's in Rochester. They have an afternoon team, Kimberly Ray and Barry Beck. I don't know if it's Barry and Beck or whatever the name of the show is. It doesn't matter. It's not a show anymore. Based on the comments they made yesterday after a couple was attacked after a Black Lives Matter protest in Rochester. So in the segment, the man Beck said the attack came after the attackers claimed a woman called them the N-word. Ray responded, "Okay, let me ask you a question. Were they acting N-wordish? Were they acting thuggerly? I think they're thugs," he proclaimed, with his counterpart adding, "Were they acting inwardly?" After a producer objection, and poor this poor guy, man. He just got hired, from what we understand, on Monday. He had worked with his team before in other capacities, but agreed to come back and be the producer of the show. Mm-hmm. So he is he's 2 days in.
Right.
He's 2 days into the new gig, and if you know anything about radio, you're happy to have a job, you're happy to start, you know what I mean, when you can, jump back in. Wham, bam. Now, which you can't hear in the translation of this, is like, what are you doing?
I'm bored.
Come on. I just got hired. Well, after the producers objected, Ray and Beck doubled down on their comments, with Beck repeatedly calling them in thugs and Ray repeating her inwardly. And not that she used the N-word. She said inwardly.
Yeah, she didn't actually use the N-word. Right, she said the N-word.
And the host decried.
Not that it matters much at that point.
And then they get into the conversation of the double standard over the word. And look, man, and here's where radio, again, is not the worst thing in the world in this instance. The producer of the morning show on that radio station, which is a legendary station in the Rochester area, the anchor sidekick tweeted, "I am appalled at what was said on the Kimberly and Beck show. I have never and would never spew such racist hate. I've told management I won't work at a company that employs people like this." Management immediately took action, and they were let go, I believe, as of either last night or this morning. And they had worked in that market for a number of years, other different radio stations, including one for our company many years ago. And they were let go this morning. So that, again, is a prime example of what we do not
want you to do today. We want to have an open dialogue. We want to have a discussion. We want to let, more importantly, your voice be heard, what your thoughts are, what your feelings. Even if you're just feeling sad, you don't know what to do. There's a lot of people
out
there.
If you're blue. No.
And Steve, I know you've talked to a couple listeners who said, like, you know, what do I do? What do I say? You know, like,
I did it this morning.
How do I make things better?
Reached out to a few. They'd reached out to us. And so this morning, starting at 9, by the way, I called 5 different people at 9 a.m. Not one of you answered your phone. Out of 5 people. Look,
I'm not answering a call from somebody who I don't know the number.
A no number, 9 a.m.? No chance.
Way. No way.
Okay, that's fair because I do the same thing. But,
I mean, come on.
A few, one of them emailed me back. We talked. 2 of them called me back. I will say the second person that I spoke. So I talked to the one woman earlier, and we had a fantastic conversation, to be dead honest with you. Learned a lot about her. And then she doesn't realize it, but as we're talking, my stomach is making awful noises, right?
I mean, always makes awful
noises. I am clenching hard. So we finished the conversation. I run to the bathroom. I'm pooping. Sure enough, my phone rings again. Now someone else is calling me back, just so you know. And that would be the woman who owns the Chihuahua because you don't like big poops. I waited to finish pooping before I called you back.
Right.
So I wasn't trying to ignore your call.
Yeah.
I was aware that you were calling. It's just, it's not a moment that we needed to share.
No. And like anything else, we've been doing this for a long time. And with times come different changes and an evolution of our show as far as what we talk about, the subjects we cover, how we cover them. Howard Stern has evolved into a much different personality than he was when he worked at DC 101 or worked in New York. And with times and they change and everything else, we do things differently all the time based on what's going on. And there was a complaint about something that we did on the air, which was well-founded, and we understand that. You know what I mean? We understand the meaning of what we're trying to do in here, but oftentimes, like anything else, perception is reality, and those realities are the truth to people.
Sure.
So, you know, we try to do our best in here. We've modified some things on this show to just be in accordance to what we're doing.
Yeah, over the years, absolutely.
And intent is never to harm. But our question today is, what are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, just a quick side note, I also found out one of the women that I was talking to earlier today
has an air fryer.
They did not mention the air fryer, but she was naked.
Oh, really? How did you find that out?
I found out because as we're ending our conversation, I said, hey, listen, no offense, honest to God, I need to hop into the shower before I go to work. And she said, look, I'll be honest with you, I jumped out of the shower to grab your phone call. So
all right.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Talking to a naked woman.
When's the last time you talked to a naked woman?
Man, I don't even know. But she didn't tell me. But she didn't tell me until the end of the call.
It would be 50 cents a minute.
It'd have been a month.
If I did. $1 a minute? That's the only way that's happened.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
Nick, how you doing, man?
Doing all right.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's this is the time for everyone to just sort of step up and I grew up in New York City. I have a lot of cops and firefighters and sanitation in my family, a lot of teachers and nurses. And, I grew up the first time I heard, you know, the N-bomb, it was, you know, from uncles who are cops. And I think it's so casual and natural with the way that they do it that they don't even realize how ingrained in it they are. Like, you grew up around it. And, you know, a couple of years ago when the Me Too movement really took off, I think a lot of people that were like saying, okay, enough is enough, or we're going too far with this. I think they were all just straddling that fence where they were like saying, you know, well, God, if we're going to look at all this stuff as, you know, harassment, then that means that I've harassed someone in the past as well. And I think that's the same thing with, you know, institutionalized, you know, systematic racism. I think people are saying if it's going too far or, you know, enough is enough, it's like, because, yeah, if you really look deep and reflect, then, yeah, you could find instances in yourself where you've done it also.
Well, I mean, it's one of these ugly truths, man. And, you know, Ted and I used to talk about this a lot, right? So when you were younger, you know, teen years especially, and you're figuring out kind of how the world worked, there were a lot of horrible things you said about a lot of different groups of people. You didn't really know anything about those groups of people, but it's fine and you pile on. So it sucks when you have to go and reflect. But also at some point, we interviewed Flea a couple of months ago, but one of the points that I thought he made, he said, look, at some point you forgive yourself because you were a kid. So you let that stuff go. But right, as an adult, you know, and look, we're all guilty of some kind of prejudice. There's no doubt about that. And if you can't admit that, then again, this is not the setting for you. You can't consider.
Oh, yeah. And my friends and I, you know, we grew up, you know, we talk, we're a lot like you guys. You know, we'd sit around, we'd talk, we'd BS. And, you know, when we were teenagers in the 90s, you know, we used the term gay to refer to things that we thought were lame. And now, you
absolutely.
Know, I would never do that again.
Absolutely. You know what, man? The R word, as far as being mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one that
gay, I mean, like, and let's be honest. I mean, we didn't even say gay. We used the other F word. I mean, it was only a few years ago in Seattle I stopped using that word because we were talking about one of our friends who may have been gay. And they're like, well, why would they come out to you? You guys throw that word around all the time.
Right. And I will say this. I mean, in my own family, and I think a lot of people are in this boat, and, you know, my own family, we never used, you know, racial slurs. We didn't use the N-bomb. And I grew up, you know, in New York when David Dinkins was the mayor, and he, you know, a lot of people had a lot of negative opinions about him because he did a lot to help out the black community. And so, you know, I remember specifically, you know, I had older uncles, my mom's uncle, so my second or my great uncles, they'd come over and do construction projects, and they would always comment on, you know, the way that my brother and I were wearing like our baseball hats, if we had them on backwards. And they would just say like, you know, don't wear your hats like the N-bombs. And my parents would, to their credit, would say, you know, Uncle so-and-so, we don't say that word. We don't talk like that. And for up until recently, I always thought it was good enough that because my immediate family, you know, my parents and my two siblings and my niece and nephew, we conducted ourselves different and we conducted ourselves with more respect and accepting everyone, that was enough. Like, I was just saying, thank God my parents aren't like that. I don't care if my uncles or my aunts are.
Yeah.
And now I realize, you know, now it's time to speak out. Now it's time, I had instances up until, you know, last week where people had said things where I could have called them out and I just didn't. I just would shake my head like, you know, kids say the darndest things. But now it's, you know, this is the call to action that has to stop. It's time to call them out on their ass. I mean, I will say this also. I went to school. I grew up with a lot of people that became cops and firefighters. I had a lot of, you know, family members. They had codes. The code for black people in the cops and firefighters was they called them Monday, like the day Monday. And the whole theory was everybody hates Mondays. And this was their way of saying, this was basically their way of saying the N-bomb in front of them to their face. And it was like a game. It was like in Super Troopers when they say meow how many times, they would see how many times they can say the word Monday in front of a black person.
We had and I think we might have been in Baltimore at the time, but we're talking about code words, or I can't remember what exactly the subject was, but we had a security person who, retail theft type of person, who called from a major department store, not major everything store.
Retailer, right.
Retailer. And I basically went through the codes. And the only code that I remember that was different from anybody else was that a black person was in a certain aisle.
Code 10.
Code 10. And
it just meant you were black. That's all. So
that's it. Wasn't you were doing anything. It just in aisle 7 or whatever the deal was, you know? So that was the first time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's, you know, they have a lot of that. And you learn them and then you realize. And again, I would always shake my head and just think, well, I'm not like that, so it's okay. But it's, you know, it's time to step up. And anything from just telling someone off or saying, hey, that's not cool. I mean, it's at least time to start being vocal. And what do you care anymore if you piss off someone that their opinion is that low towards another, towards the rest of the human race?
Sure.
You know, what does it matter?
I know for a fact, as far as my children are concerned and the conversations that they have been having with their friends and conversations I either overhear or discuss with them or everything else, you know, there is some really good news. It's just going to take a little time for a different generation to get here. But they are very aware of what's going on. They are very upset about it. If you look at a number of the protesters and you're not familiar with a lot of their ages, there are a lot of young Americans out there who are expressing their thoughts, their beliefs. They're coming out in large numbers. They're organizing.
But there's also a lot of kids that age that don't care, you know, on the cowardly side. Where, you know, look, racism is just code for coward. I mean, let's just say for whatever reason, you're scared of another group of people for no particular precedent. That's what I think is insane. And by the way, it ends with home of the brave. So I don't even get I'm scared of black people, scared of gay people, scared of this, scared of that. Like, so, you know, step up a little bit. Time to adult up. Stop being so fearful. To me, that's the most pathetic thing. And if you can't work through your fear, then at least have the decency to have respect. You know, my thing, like, you don't have to like me. I probably don't like you. We don't have to agree on anything, but you at least treat people well, right? And it's like when people get a fist fight at a sporting event. Like, look, I know you're a Yankee fan. I know they're a Red Sox fan. But neither of you actually play for either team. Mm-hmm. It's just a rooting interest.
And the team ain't fighting.
Right. The team's not fighting. So what exactly is the thing? And sure, alcohol has a lot to do with that. But even if you strip alcohol out of
that. NFL game, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, but I mean, like, come on, man. At some point, just be decent. And it's very easy to have fun at the expense of other people. God knows that we do it on the show, but not with malicious intent, and not to bring other people down, and not to disenfranchise them. That's the thing that I find so mind-blowing. Like, why are you so scared of other people? Like,
we might have been harsh on Teeny Tiny Mouth guy.
That's different. He had a teeny tiny mouth.
Okay. What are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on? What are your calls coming up? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here is an email from a listener named Holly. She says, with love and appreciation, dear Ted, Thrill, Miles, and the gang.
What?
I'll thank you guys for speaking up in your profound, insightful format variation yesterday. Taking a step back, does it seem that protests, while legit, mixed with destructive rioters, will unintentionally be the change for more lockdown, curfew, and eventual police state? The conversation may be dismissed as tensions are too high. There are other accountable, actionable ways to address systematic racism and police on black and brown violence. She gives a number to call the Minneapolis mayor, D.A. Mike Freeman, the FBI office in Minneapolis. Hope we can all find the most effective way to have the conversation as officers being shot, murdered, and people who are yelling, getting hit with flying objects, aren't likely to do much listening. Thanks again for all you do, including air fryers, the new safe word.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Matt from Holland.
You can't escape it. No matter what goes on in the world, the air fryer, it stays pure. Look, you know, who knows, man? The protests are going on, but the protests are going on because when you've tried to have the conversation before, nobody wanted to have the conversation. And one thing that this country does so well, and I think we can all agree on this, no matter what tragedy might befall this country, when you go to bring it up, people say, this isn't the time to talk about it. Right? I mean, every day. You name it. It doesn't matter. Mass shooting, school shooting, police brutality, whatever.
It's like religion or politics in a bar.
Right. But it's always, this isn't the time to talk about it. Well, as a result of not talking about it, and some people can be in denial. Some people can oversell it. But the point is, it still needs to be talked about so that denial goes away and the overselling goes away and you find that middle ground, right? It's that simple. But for whatever reason, people are so cowardly to do it. And that more than anything drives me crazy. Not even so much the finger pointing, because when people get mad, people act like they're mad, right? If you get in an argument with your spouse, it's going to be much more escalated than it would be if you're arguing with your friend about the same thing. Because that's what people... But we understand that. But at some point, cooler heads prevail, and then you guys sit down and talk about it. But we, collectively, as a country, never seem to do that, right? Until things get out of hand, then everyone gets mad, right? So you have people that are protesting. You have other people that are mad at people for protesting, but no one really wants to talk about why it all came about. You know, you offer up the peaceful protest, you don't want to talk about it. This is what happens. You know, and it doesn't justify anything, but sometimes you just have to understand how things work. If you keep leaving your door unlocked of your house when you go to work, sooner or later someone's going to enter your home, right? Yes. You know, that's why you lock your door. I mean, it's just that goddamn simple, man. The world really is not a complicated place. Just we as people get so self-defensive and never want to admit to our own faults. I think that's where a lot of this crap comes down. Right? But if you just talk about it, just talk about it. You'll be all right. You got a mouth. You know words. What the hell is he going to use it for? Jesus.
Closed mouth never gets fed.
Mm-hmm.
Our question, what are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you, Dave?
Been a long couple and a half months here. It's just been out of work and I'm going BS crazy. And,
well, Dave, things are good right now. I mean, there's a pandemic going on. There's an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building possibly heading toward Earth. Yellowstone had a dozen earthquakes in a two-hour period the other day. I don't know what you know about Yellowstone, but over 30 in the past month, some ranging up to 3.5 magnitude. Yeah, it's a lot of good news out there just in general.
And murder hornets.
Right, exactly.
Murder hornets.
Japanese murder hornets. That would be what the news would be doing right now.
If you took everything else away. Yeah, exactly. Think about this, right?
Seriously.
No matter what, they want you paranoid. But right now, we have legit stuff to be worried about. But yeah, if all this stuff were stripped away and it was just a normal time, murder hornets.
Mm-hmm.
When you go outside, they're going to stab you through your eye.
Will your beehive survive?
I will say.
Find out first at 5.
If there has been any silver lining in all this insanity that's going on, we don't get any of that stupid local news garbage anymore. Like, the sound of your alarm in the morning might kill you. But it won't.
Yeah, no.
Your toothbrush might lead to your death, but it won't, right? So at least we don't have any of that crap.
And Ted, I know you're a weather geek. I really haven't even looked. You know what I mean? Like, I normally look and see what the weather's going to be every day and just, you know what I mean, gauge. And I'm like, yeah, I know, whatever.
I still check it every day.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, when it gets hot, people get agitated.
Well, that's a good
point. I check weather when it gets every hot. Every day. Now, granted, I have protests in a block from my house every night,
too. Right. So what's going on with you, Dave, aside from going crazy, being out of work? You watching everything that's going on?
Thing is, I'm up here now. I live in Lake Stevens, but I grew up, was born in Oakland in 1960. So I'm turning 60 this year, but I grew up during that era of the 60s with the Black Panther movement in Oakland, with the anti-war movement in Berkeley, and the hippie movement in Haight-Ashbury of San Francisco. This was all the philosophies that I was growing up with.
Hey, Dave,
he's got to do a quick station identification. We'll get back to you in just a second.
It's like he's doing his acceptance speech at the Oscars. Yeah. Like, cue the music.
No, no, that's enough out of you, buddy. We don't want to hear anything else. Music's on, you're gone.
He's thanking the people we don't know.
Right.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.